This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, across America via the GCN Live radio network. Hello to George up there, man in the console tonight. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch is now available on your Westwood One XDS satellite receiver under GCN2, the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're looking forward to adding many more stations around the country to become part of the Captain's Army. Our radio show is also heard in some of the great leading independent markets across the country, as well as at our nation's military bases around the world via the internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. And thanks for your service to America. Our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, too, are all included in that. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And before we get to our first guest, let's start with the national anthem. Those who defend, protect, and serve her, keeping us free and safe. And here's our good friend, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'll tell you what, I just get goosebumps every time I play that.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, I woke up this afternoon, middle of the afternoon, I don't know, maybe around 3 o'clock Eastern time, something like that, and I'm listening to all the, well, the budget this and the budget that and the government this and the government that. And all of a sudden, where does President and Melania Trump show up at?
They showed up in Iraq at a base there. I believe it's called Al-Assad Air Base in Iraq.
Yeah, that's in the Anbar province in what's called the Wild West. And they were well received. They were there on the ground for, I'd say, a good 3 hours. And the troops loved it. There's nothing better than when the commander-in-chief comes to town and he got a chance to speak to them. I was thoroughly impressed with what I saw, with what I heard. And to anybody that's out there being a naysayer now about, oh, we're going to leave Syria and all those people, oh, I think they got it pretty well worked out.
Well, that's very true, and of course our presence has been there in those countries for a very, very long time. In fact, folks will remember back in 2003, President Bush first visited Iraq in November, I believe for Thanksgiving, in order to rally the troops there and give them a very, very special visit. And so President Trump, of course, coming to Iraq this time with a very different message, of course, now it's many years later, but he's talking to the troops, Captain, about the idea that, look, you know, we're doing very well. We're getting rid of ISIS. ISIS is almost to the very end of its rope now. That's why Turkey is going to go in and begin to finish them off, essentially. But basically saying, look, we're going to be able to draw down from these places to a great extent now. So he had a very good message for the troops at this Christmas time.
Well, it's not just Turkey. It's Turkey. It's Britain. It's Syria themselves on the other side with Russia, and they are all fighting to get rid of this nemesis called ISIS. They do not want them around, and ISIS has dug in deep, real deep, and if anybody remembers military history and what happened in Japan, it took a long, long time to get them rooted out of those islands. In those tunnels.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And so, but again, President Trump, of course, and First Lady Melania Trump making an appearance there and really, I think, adding in just a very, very special time for these folks, men and women of our military, who are so far away from home right now, and just a wonderful thing to do for them.
And then where did they go?
That's good. Refresh my memory on that.
Germany.
Oh, that's right, Germany, yeah.
They went to Germany to refuel, to talk to the troops there. And, of course, we never know where they're going from there, but I'm assuming they're coming back.
One would think, of course, because we're still in the midst of this government shutdown. The president actually canceled his Christmas plans to go to Mar-a-Lago, his estate in Florida, primarily because of the shutdown. So one would think that they will come back to Washington because there will be, of course, more negotiations going on. But as you know, Captain, the president has dug in, essentially, and said, look, we need border security. We're going to get border security, and according to the president, the government's going to stay shut down until such time as there will be, of course, the agreement on border security. So we could be in this for the long haul. But I think what would be very interesting, Captain, is to watch the public reaction. As you said yesterday on the program, it was day five, and we're all still here. Well, here we are.
Just a minute. Let me pinch myself. It's day six. I'm pinching myself. I'm still here. Yep. I'm still got a voice. Yep. I'm still looking in the mirror. Yep. Okay. There we are. You're there. I hear you. So we're all doing okay.
We're all doing okay. And I think this shutdown, Captain, may be perceived very differently from previous government shutdowns under other presidents. Of course, most recently was under Obama. So I think we're going to see a very, very different outcome here.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And we are going to be in it to win it, as we say. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. Now, we are live from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time Zone, Mondays through Fridays and Saturdays. You can also hear us during our weekend show, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. But, you might be listening to me out there, as Kyle is, in the West Coast, where it's 11 p.m., or in the Central Mountain Time Zone, where it's midnight, or in the Central Time Zone, where it's 1 a.m. But however it is you're listening to us, thank you very much. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the USCCA. Go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, and click on the USCCA logo that's right there. Now, Kyle Warren is back with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain.
Day six, we're still here.
Yes.
No surprise there.
Nope, and the sky hasn't fallen. pigs aren't flying. You know, things are looking okay out there.
But something that may be surprising the listeners tonight is that we actually heard the president praise the acting defense secretary, Mr. Shanahan, and say, hey, he might be around for a while.
That's exactly right. And so President Trump, of course, elevating Shanahan, at least with his words at this point, waiting for General Mattis, of course, to retire. It looks like that might happen by January the 2nd. Now, this was supposed to happen, we understood, near the end of February, mm-hmm. but there, after the row about the letter, President Trump has been said to have not been very happy about the letter that General Mattis wrote that was released publicly, and now it looks like he has told General Mattis that he needs to be out of that position by January the 2nd. So Mr. Shanahan will take over. He's Deputy Secretary. He'll come in as Acting Secretary of Defense. If the President names him as the permanent replacement, of course, he'll have to go through the confirmation as a cabinet member.
Now, I caught just a few minutes channel surfing yesterday of MSNBC, and there was this big brouhaha going on about the stock rally. And we had just a tremendous rally over 1,000 points, which was described as the biggest single-day point gain ever. And they're going, oh, no. And the biggest one was under Barack Obama. This is the second one that we had in 7 years. Barack Obama had the biggest one. And they were fighting over that and arguing over that. And so what's the truth here?
Well, I've got a couple different reports, Captain, that clearly indicate that the 1,086-point gain, or 4.9%, is the biggest point gain in history, according to a couple of different reports that I've seen, CNBC and others. Also, it marks the best best post-Christmas rally in U.S. history as well. And there's some other big issues about or big news about these gains that have happened. So the Dow, of course, closing out about 22,878.45. That's the Dow. Again, you know, we're getting back into the territory where I recall the other day there was a headline that said, you know, goodbye 23,000. Well, mm-hmm. we might be seeing 23,000 again here very soon. But I think it's important to realize, too, that, you know, there will be fluctuations in the stock market. There's always going to be something happening where you're going to see adjustments, and some of the experts that I've heard, Captain, are emphasizing that, you know, there's going to, when we see adjustments happening, it's not the end of the world. The one that you don't want is some huge major adjustment that hits all at once. Those are the things that really really frighten people. But of course, now we've seen the Dow come roaring back.
Well, that's what wrecks the 401ks, because so many people have got the standard 401k where you get into a stock investment or money market account or something like that, and you can't change it at will, and you're stuck with what you got. Now, thank God, I learned a long time ago not to do that. You never put all your eggs in one basket. And by doing that, I was able to have a nice diversified packet for my retirement, because I have what was called a KEO plan. That's what we had in the fire service. That was my first pension plan. My second pension plan was, of course, what we got for being a combat wounded veteran. And the third one that I have, of course, was Social Security. And I never counted on that for anything, because I knew I was at the maximum level because of what I'd been making. And I never counted on that for a dime, because my dad said to me, he says, you know, son, that wasn't put there for you to retire on. That was just a little nest egg, all that was.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly, and a lot of people still are very concerned about Social Security. A lot of young people today probably don't expect that it will exist by the time that they actually are going to be of retirement age.
So I have a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
You take a dollar for every 10 that you make. That's 10%, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take a dollar for every 10 you make. You put it in a little fund of some type, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be a stock fund. It can be, insurance is a good way to go, believe it or not, in some cases. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So you talk to a good insurance representative or a good company, and vet them very carefully, and try something a little unconventional, like investing.
Right, exactly.
Instead of just going, well, the stock market's going to go up 9,000%, and I'm going to make $1 million. No, you're not.
Well, that's right. That's the rare occasion. I knew a gentleman years ago, and he was a financial market analyst, essentially, and he was always saying, "Watch out for the stock market," basically. But I think what's going on too is that you've got a perception factor that these headlines drive, and that is, as you were saying, "Oh, the stock market went up. Oh, it went down. Oh, I looked at my 401k and things are bad, so maybe we need to have this big change in our country or change the leadership or do something," this kind of thing. But you're right. People should talk to professional financial planners or trusted insurance agent, these kinds of folks who know how to help you get diversified and be able to manage your money so you're not simply looking at the news and going, "I feel good today, I feel bad today." You know, you can take control, basically.
Well, I talk to a lot of financial planners every day because a lot of people want to come on the program, and some I talk to in person, some I talk to on the internet. But of course, as you know, I have Chris Markowski, my good friend of almost 20 years.
The watchdog on Wall Street.
Right, and he is about as good as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
So all I can tell somebody, if you want somebody that I know is honest, somebody's going to tell you the truth, they may tell you things you might not want to hear, but you are going to make money on your investments, watchdogonwallstreet.com for my good friend Chris Markowski, who comes around in hour number 4 of the program.
That's right. Yeah, Chris is a good guy.
Now, the migrant teen camps came to light yesterday, and you did a little research on that because you were going to check on that. What the heck is this all about? What's going on there?
Well, essentially, these migrant camps were opened earlier in order to try to provide a place, and this is happening in Texas. It became a tent city. There's about 2,000 migrant teenagers that are there right now. It opened, I think, back in June. And housed, I think, up to 360 children at that time. This whole concept was put in place because they thought it would be better to be able to house people in one particular area rather than in ill-prepared border detention facilities or other facilities right on the border. So the population there has grown, and actually they're looking at creating another temporary housing facility in Florida. So the announcement was that this particular tent city, it's about 150 tents in Texas, will be extended into the new year. We don't know exactly how long, but the reason they're extending it, and the reason that they are going to shut this down is that they're looking for sponsors, suitable and responsible sponsors who will be able to help these kids as they're, I believe, being processed for entry, processed into the United States, essentially, officially. So this actually goes, Captain, to really challenge the notion that somehow the United States as a whole, or the administration, or however they want to describe it, is somehow being mean to immigrants or being mean to people that are trying to come into the country and so forth. They're actually trying to help them and to make sure that they are safe, essentially. So this is a very, very good thing, ultimately. And also, this ties in, of course, to, you know, we had the story yesterday morning about the second child who died in custody who got very sick, unfortunately. They weren't able to save him. They're going to be looking at all these kids, give them all medical examinations.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and Vaughn in San Diego. I'm going to answer the statement you just made to me about the fire department pensions. They're going to answer it when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and his wife Melania went to Iraq and met some of the Americans on active military duty there.
The president saying that it was a place he's talked about for a very long time, even when he was still a civilian. He said he really just wanted to get there to pay his respects to the troops who were serving there, especially at this time of year.
The president, who is a civilian, spoke about his plans to pull U.S. forces from Syria.
Our presence in Syria was not open-ended and was never intended to be permanent. 8 years ago, we went there for 3 months and we never left. But now we're doing it right.
The president said he's in no hurry to replace Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, saying lots of people really want that job. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And again, this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA folks. Go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. Check on becoming a member, what that's worth to you, and see all the great free stuff you got there, too, if you decide to become a member. And don't forget, you can sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with me. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to answer Mr. Vaughn in San Diego. He sent me a little narcissistic-type comment about the fire service. He said to me, He says, all you guys ever did in the fire service was sit there in your chairs and wait for the alarm bell to go off. Okay. 10,000 times in my career, I was told I answered the alarm bell. What do you think 99%, or, well, not 99, but well over 90% of those calls were, Kyle?
I'll bet you they were rescue calls.
Life-threatening rescue calls. Life-threatening rescue calls. Think about that for a minute, folks. And then he says, you guys were all overpaid and you never should have got what you got. Well, you know, I'll agree with you about being underpaid because, Vaughn, when I started, I got $5,750 a year. That was it. 24 on, 24 off. By the way, that was 3 days a week. 24 on, 24 off, 3 days a week. Think about that for a minute, right, Kyle?
Exactly, yeah.
So, Mr. Vaughn, I'm just going to state some facts back to you. If it wasn't for the first responders and the firefighters and the police officers and our National Guardsmen, and you're out there in San Diego, California, maybe you experienced part of the fires that were out there or something like that. They might sit around for a while, but when the alarm bell goes off, I've been known to do a 24-hour straight call after call after call after call after call on my shift.
Wow, that really is, I mean, that's really telling, Captain. I really, really think so. What I know from my experience with the firefighters, whenever we've needed them, whenever anybody dials 911, it takes about 2 minutes for you guys to get there to help people. And you're meeting people literally on the worst day of their lives, most of the time, I would expect. And the firefighters come in, and then they help, and they're there. And that's why, Captain, when I see those lights off in the distance when I'm driving along, and just like everybody else, pull over to the side because they might be going to help someone you love. That's what I always feel like.
And I just got a response back that quickly from Mr. Vaughn in San Diego, and guess what he said?
What did he say?
Captain, you're right. You must be from the era that we call leather lungs. Yes, I am.
Wow.
Yes, I am. That was before SCBA was required, and there were only a few people that were certified to have it, namely fire rescue officers and the people that went into the building to search for the victims that were inside to trap people.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Okay, so thanks, Vaughn, and I appreciate that. He says, keep up the good work. I will, Vaughn.
But very cool.
Yeah, well, I kind of figured we'd change his mind a little bit. Okay, now, the migrant teen camps again. We had a second young lad, what, 8 years old, die?
That's right. That was the sad news, exactly.
And now they're going back in to check the health of all of the young lads that are in there, men and girls and boys.
Exactly right, because this young boy had presented with what looked like a cold and so forth, but unfortunately began to get worse. And as they tried to treat him, several times, he ended up passing away. And again, a very, very sad thing. Unfortunately, Captain, we've seen this story almost be framed as though something is being done or something is wrong. In other words, that somehow this is the result of the United States government and those who are trying to help these people. But it's not. It's a very, very unfortunate situation. And because this happened, they're redoubling their efforts to make sure that they're checking all of the children to see, to make sure that they're not missing anything, essentially. And so it's a very complex and it's a hard situation. But a lot of caring people are trying to do their best job for these kids.
And in lieu of the fact that the president has said and is sticking to his guns, and a majority of his supporters are right there with him, they have not budged, nor has he, build the wall is what we're hearing. Build the wall.
Well, exactly right, and that's because I think, again, this was a signature issue for President Trump, candidate Trump. It has become literally just a point of contention with the far left and the Democrat Party elite. But the issue is, and as the president is emphasizing and other voices are emphasizing from the conservatives and so forth, is that we're looking at not only illegal entry into the United States in a general sense, but we're seeing human trafficking. We know about the drug cartels. We know that terrorist organizations can use the porous border at the southern border of the United States to gain entry. So this is a national security issue. It is a humanitarian issue. It is all these things wrapped up into one. And the president knows that if he does not stand firm on this, as you go into the new Congress and go into the election cycle, it is never going to happen as long as the Democrats have anything to say about it. And one has to ask the question, Captain, why don't they want to do everything possible instead of talking about nebulous things like, we'll use more technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And those are just sort of, words to deflect the actual problem. You've got to be able to stop these bad guys, these bad actors from doing what they do.
It's all about anti-Trump. Trump can't this, Trump can't that. We won't let him do this, we won't let him do that. It's all about anti-Trump. And by the way, let me just revisit Nancy Pelosi back in the day. Oh, I don't know. This might have been, what, maybe 2004? Listen to this.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Really?
Well, exactly.
And
well,
it wasn't. That was probably about 2010 when the Tea Party came along.
Well, exactly. The Democrats, the far left, and the party elite, they seem to think that we all have very, very, very short memories. That we don't remember.
They believe they believe that America is on their leash, and we are not.
Well, precisely, because as you mentioned, Captain, it's about being anti-Trump. And why do they not want the wall? Well, because Trump wants the wall. And it's always this resistance factor, and it's directed at President Trump, but in reality, it's really directed to people who voted for Trump or support Trumpism or the policies. And you're absolutely right. You used exactly the right words. It's like you're supposed to be on some kind of leash that they can say, okay, you can go this far, but not that far. You can come over here, but not over there, and this kind of thing. And as long as you obey, then they're not going to keep trying to attack you. But as soon as you start saying, no, wait a minute, this is the common sense solution, at the very least, to get this to stop the flow of drugs, etc., then suddenly, okay, they can pull back on the leash.
By the way, I'm getting a report from Minnesota. Burnsville at the 35W, 35E interstate split. It's 34 degrees. Temperature may appear to be rising right now. They've had 6 inches of snow in the last 4 hours. The temperature is colder north of Minneapolis, St. Paul. You can expect icy conditions north. And it looks like Minnesota DOT crews are plowing and running the salt shakers pretty heavy right now, which is what you would expect. But if you're going west, you're going west out of Minneapolis on 90, 94, well, actually it's Rochester, but if you're going west on 94, you are going to drive into blizzard conditions before too far getting into North Dakota, and I mean blizzard conditions.
Well, it would seem to me that you'd want to get off the road at the, you know, or at the very least, be ready in case you had to wait out some kind of other conditions along the road. And that means bring in your survival kit, as you mentioned yesterday morning on the program, Captain, or just be ready in whatever way you can be.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing, okay? If you can't see, there's no point in trying to drive.
Right.
That's number one. And there's going to be a whole bunch of places tonight. Let's see, I'm looking at it now, because when we come back, by the way, that's what we're going to be doing next, our Truckers Highway and Viber report. I-40 in the Panhandle right now, you've got snow. Amarillo across to Tucumcari into Albuquerque, and just following that snow north all the way up to the Canadian border. And Minnesota, yep. Snow, lots of snow, to the north predominantly, it looks like, of Minneapolis right now. The weather conditions may be changing a little bit, but then again, there's a big band of snow coming behind it, so we don't know. But Kyle, you hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more. We're going to do our first Truckers Highway and Viber report for the truckers out there. Catwoman and Road Dog, hope you're doing well tonight. Trucker Mark, you too. And Trucker Ed, hope you're doing well tonight. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We'll be right back.
say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
All righty, it's time for a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, and that's old George slapping those gears up there in Minnesota. Of course, he'd be slapping a little bit more careful in that tonight with some ice on the road and whatnot. But we're going to bring Kyle Warren back into the picture. Kyle, you've been taking a look at what I've been looking at, and we have got, I'm going to read the statement here, we have got a powerful winter storm, which is spreading heavy snow, blizzard conditions, gusty winds to much of the central and northern plains and upper Midwest through Thursday night and into Friday morning. Now, travel will be, to say the at best, hazardous with slick, snow-covered roads, especially in parts of the Dakotas, North and South Dakota, where blizzard warnings are in effect right now. And if you don't need to be on the road up there, I-90, I-94, I-80, parts of Nebraska, let's see here, I-40, I-70 going into Colorado. There's some real serious weather going on right now. So be careful and bring yourself, when you're going in there, Kyle, with all the different stuff you have to have, make sure you got your emergency kit ready for you.
Exactly right. And you mentioned the blizzard conditions, and those primarily are in the Dakotas. But also we could see blizzard or near blizzard conditions developing in Nebraska, Kansas, and northern Minnesota. And this has to do with how strong the winds are going to be.
And it's out there in the mountains east of Albuquerque, headed towards the Four Corners, too, on I-40, where you got snow tonight in Amarillo. Now, you're not out of the woods if you're in the south, because we got a big, big, big rain system coming our way into the state of Florida. It's in the panhandle right now and over into parts of, let's see here, Alabama and Mississippi. There are some severe storms with possible tornadoes in them right now coming across the eastern part, southeastern part of Texas. Catwoman and Road Dog, if you guys are headed south, you might be in some of that tonight, as it looks like it's up on I-30. I-20, you definitely got rain. I-40, you've got a mixed bag of precipitation. And up in the northeast, wouldn't you know, Kyle, Catskills and in the Green Mountains, snow.
Exactly right. And one of the things that we haven't seen any reports on as yet, Captain, have been any reports of power outage or other kinds of things that couldn't, that will affect people who
are. Oh, what's going on? Believe me.
Yeah. And so anybody who is having an issue, obviously be very careful if your heat goes out, or if you be prepared for that. But also don't try to heat your house by having a barbecue grill or something like that. That can also be very dangerous. Correct, Captain?
Yeah, now across I-10 and I-8 and I-17 coming out of Phoenix up into the lower elevation, you got a mixture of ice tonight and snow. And there's snow in the San Bernardino Mountains, looks like, Kyle, as well as snow tonight in Utah coming out of Salt Lake City going north and going west again along I-80 and I-40. You definitely have got snow in Kingman. And so it looks like you got snow in Flagstaff, and you got snow in Idaho tonight, and parts of the mountains of Washington State.
That's right. In California, they're reporting some 12 inches at North Star Resort. Arizona looks like they've had 7 inches in particular areas there. So there's a lot going on, even in the western states. But of course, where the storm is intensifying, of course, as you mentioned, around the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, places like this, there's a lot going on.
Now, let me just point out to everybody that this Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive has four locations, and we get a lot of customers that come down here from all up in the north, all the way from Canada on up into Minnesota. We've had the people from the Dakotas down here, New England, as far west as Arizona. And it's just a tremendous opportunity. Moss Family Automotive Group, check them out online. You've got the Moss Nissan dealerships in Crystal River, in Newport Richey, the big wholesale store, Moss Wholesale to the Public, in Homosassa Springs, and in Tampa, the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet. Now, the thing about that, Kyle, is people go, well, what's a car dealer doing advertising on a program like yours? Well, because they get results, because people get four words thrown at them. You serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, get preferred pricing and save thousands of dollars on their new vehicles.
Exactly right. And that's a great way of honoring the military vets and the first responders. And, Captain, it's my understanding that Moss, the Moss family group, of course, will do whatever it takes. And that's sort of their mode of operation. And people, as you mentioned, have come from all different parts of the country in many respects to come, and purchase a car from them in Florida. I mean, it's amazing.
And by the way, our Gordon Foods driver, Ed, is on his way back from Valdosta. So, Ed, you truck him safe back down there to Plant City to your terminal. And, he's, a regular that's in there every night. We've also heard from, let's see, who's been on the line tonight here. Dave in Indiana, just heard from TSA Tim. Miss Bueller said hello. Dora, Trucker, let's see. Catwoman and Road Dog are around. Are you guys on the highway tonight? And Sony is up in Minnesota. Or, I'm sorry, Wisconsin. She used to be in Minnesota. So, Sony, hope you're doing well tonight. And also heard from Trucker Ron. And let's see. Blaine, he drives for ICCC. Bob, who's driving for Kilme, I'm not sure who that is, Kilme Carriers. And Kimberly, who's out there on the road with her husband. And they're shut up for the night. They're shut down for the night in Grand Island, Nebraska. Good place to be.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Now, remember last night, and we're going to talk about this after Ms. Rosemary's segment, but remember last night we talked about with liberty and justice for some?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I got a lot of response today via email about that. A lot of response.
Oh, very nice.
And as a result, people were saying, that's it. Money buys influence. Influence buys privilege. Privilege buys things that none of the rest of us can get. And that's why Hillary and Bill will never be prosecuted.
Well, right. Yeah, I highly doubt that they would ever be prosecuted. But what's happened, Captain, is they've become an example to so many people across the nation of this kind of, you know, why the system has been so totally broken, it would seem. They're right. The money buys the influence, and that's not something that American citizens working hard at their job every day, trying to make a living, trying to make ends meet, that they find palatable at all in our republic. Yeah, some people make more than others, and some people have this, and some people have that. But everybody wants to be able to rest in the fact that you have your day in court. We're equal under the law, and if you do bad things, if you're powerful and influential, you'll still be prosecuted for that.
Okay, I'm trying to see what Ed is telling me here. Ed's telling me something about on the highway now. Let me see here. He's Ed was listening to me, and I was talking about Vaughn in San Diego that was trashing the firefighters.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, but I think that, as you said, I think you sort of changed his mind on that, and also we're able to communicate to all the people listening, you know, these things that happen when you're a firefighter.
Yeah.
So that was a very good thing.
And Ed is a former firefighter himself turned truck driver, and I think he still volunteers. Okay, hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, right after the top of the hour news here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're coming right back all across America.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.